Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Happy Easter. What a day. Easter day. Just think for a moment, won't you, with me about that first Easter morning and what happened? Because of Jesus, one thief was in paradise. Because of Jesus, eternal life was gutted and emptied of all of its power for all of us who trust in Him. Because of Jesus, Satan and all of his angels have already been informed about their utter demise. Because of Jesus, God is at work. Eternal life, forgiveness, and salvation were won for all of us as God's pure gift of grace. The text that I chose for the message this morning is different from the gospel reading you heard, but of course it is from Mark chapter 16. It's the same story, but just a little bit different version, and it reads like this. It's on the screen for you. Very early in the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" That first Easter morning, when the women were making their way to the tomb, they just had one question on their mind. Who's going to roll that stone away for us? Because it was a very large stone, it's said that it would take about 10 to 15 men to roll that stone away, given what we know about graves from that time now. So these women knew that they didn't stand a chance, but they wanted to anoint their beloved Savior's body. It'd be the last act of love for someone who loved them so much. But how? As they headed to the tomb that morning, on the forefront of their minds were, who's going to roll that stone away for us? Apparently, they weren't thinking about whether the guards that were at the tomb would let them approach the tomb. They weren't worried about being arrested as the followers of Jesus. They weren't wondering why Peter and the others weren't joining them. They weren't concerned with how they were going to react by seeing Jesus' dead body, their Savior, crucified, lying dead there in that tomb. They weren't thinking of any of that. All they seemed to be thinking about is who's going to roll that stone away from them, because it was a really big rock. Easter means many things to us Christians. And I think it's too big of a miracle to mean just one thing. Easter clearly means this. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. It means that Jesus has defeated death. Easter means that eternal life is real, that death doesn't end our life with God, that all who believe in Him will never die. It'll be a smooth transition from this life to the next. But that stone being rolled away from the tomb, it's recorded in every gospel. It tells us, I think, something else about Easter that's quite significant. The stone being rolled away tells us Easter's also about the way in which God removes obstacles in our life as well. Those obstacles that are trying to keep us from God, those obstacles that are trying to stop us from living that life with God that He has called us to live. Today I invite you then to think about those large stones in your life. You know, those obstacles that are keeping you from living that full abundant life in Jesus Christ in the here and the now. Think about those challenges that are keeping you in your tomb, if you will. Those battles, you know, that paralyze us with fear, those battles that seem to trap us, they try to stop us from really living life, this new life that we have guaranteed in Jesus Christ. And then think about what Easter teaches us about how God planned to remove those stones from our lives. So let's start with Peter and the other men who are following Jesus. You know, those first disciples, they're not going to the tomb to help the women remove the stone. No. Those guys are all locked in a room, in an upper room, locked in, afraid for their lives. No wonder the women were worried about how they're going to roll that stone away, right? They couldn't get the men to come to the tomb. The men had created, don't you see, a tomb for themselves. And they put a stone of their own making over it. And they really didn't want that stone to be rolled away. And that even included the leader, Peter. Peter, you know, the one who denied the Lord Jesus Christ after he was arrested. And now it seems he's still denying knowing Jesus, being locked up in that room. And remember, Peter, by the way, his nickname given by Jesus, Peter was literally rock or stone. You know, Peter was supposed to be the one that the foundation of the church, the rock was going to be, the church was going to be built on this rock or foundation. But that first Easter morning, their leader, the disciples, was locked up in a room with the other disciples, cowering in fear. You might say, in Peter's case, the stone that Peter needed to roll away was himself. And sometimes, isn't that true for you and I as well? We get in our own way. We create our own tombs. And the stone covering the tomb is our very own self. Who's going to roll away that stone? Well, after Jesus was raised from the dead, he did as he had promised. He showed himself to the disciples. He entered into that upper room. He rolled away their stone, you see. He freed them from their fear. And then he helped them proclaim the good news to the world. This is part of the miracle of Easter as well. Our risen Lord enters our lives. He even enters our tombs. He rolls away stones that are keeping us from being all that God wants us to be. He frees us from fear. He helps us proclaim this message to the world in both our words and our deeds of our hands. The women, of course, didn't need Jesus to come to the upper room because they'd had the courage to go to the tomb themselves, even though they didn't know what they would do when they get there. And that too, I think, teaches us something, dear friends in Christ, doesn't it? That sometimes we need to leave our tombs. We need to step out in faith. We need to trust that God will be there for us. We need to trust that God is going to help us in our need. The women knew they couldn't roll that stone away, but it didn't stop them from going there, right? If Easter morning means anything, it certainly means that God will be with us always, and especially when we need Him to be. But we can't quite let those women off the hook too easy today. If we go back to what happened on that first Easter morning when the women arrived at the tomb, the stone was already rolled away from the tomb. They didn't have to worry about that, but when they were told to go and tell Peter and the other disciples that Jesus was going ahead of them into Galilee, in Peter's account, they don't do it. They don't go to Peter. They don't go to the disciples and tell them. What do? They fled from the tomb in Mark's gospel. They said nothing to anyone. They were afraid. And then that's how Mark ends his Easter story. Even after we step out in faith, you see, just like those women did, we can still find ourselves stumbling. Because as you know, dear friends, there's a lot of stones in our paths. It turns out, and it is easy to stumble, is it not? The women said nothing to anyone in Mark's gospel because they were afraid, it said. So what were the women afraid of? Well, perhaps of being laughed at. You know, how could Jesus go to Galilee if he's dead in the tomb, right? Well, perhaps of what they had just witnessed. There was a stone rolled away. Jesus was missing. A mysterious message from a young man dressed in white robe. And I'm thinking, boy, that would make me afraid. I don't know about them. Or perhaps they were afraid of what the disciples might say to them. Maybe they think they were crazy. Maybe they said, you're just seeing things. Would they even believe them? So the women were afraid. And I think for good reason. And that fear became another stone, you see, for us to look at in this whole Easter story that needed to be rolled away. But here's another miracle of Easter. The stone was indeed rolled away. It must have been, because we know the story. And in the gospel lesson that we heard read from the lectern, the women did tell the disciples. And Jesus did appear to those disciples, just as he promised them. And he forgave Peter for denying him, and he promised to send the Holy Spirit. And we know that happened on Pentecost. And then he helped them to understand what just happened, that Jesus is standing in front of them, raised from the dead, and how it fulfilled all of the promises of Scripture. And then he ascended into heaven, and the Holy Spirit came down, and every last stone of the lives of those disciples was rolled away, you see. Because there is no stone large enough to hold God back. There's no obstacle that God cannot remove in your life. You want some proof of the resurrection? I'll give it to you. You know that the stone was rolled away. There's none more convincing evidence for me than this. That Peter and the disciples, who were cowering in that upper room in fear, became the most fearless witnesses of the resurrection that you could ever imagine. We all know most of them died unafraid, unwilling to deny what had become the cornerstone of the faith, and that is that Christ died, that he rose from the dead, and that he ascended into heaven, and he's promising to come back one day again. No one, dear friends, was more fearless than those first disciples. No stone in this world rolled in front of them could stop them now. Not a prison, not a threat of death, not even death. There is nothing in the world that was going to stop him. So let me say, that's a miracle. So what changed? How did they go from cowering in an upper room, fearing for their life, locked away, to coming out and boldly sharing the story of Jesus Christ with all the world? Who rolled that stone away? Who else would have rolled the stone away? Jesus himself did, right? Jesus, who was raised from the dead and appeared to them, he rolled away all the stones that were stopping them to do the work that they were called to do. And after that, they were fearless. They proclaimed the good news of the resurrection of our Lord. No stone could trap them anymore. That too is a miracle of Easter for them and for us, because here we are. Easter is about an empty tomb, and it's about so much more. Yes, it's about our risen Lord Jesus Christ, with us always, rolling away the stones and the obstacles in our obstacles in our lives. It's about God helping us live lives that are without fear in this world of fear. Following our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, wherever he leads you and I, helping to usher in the kingdom and reign of God in our circle of influence where we find ourselves these days. Maybe it's been a while that you've been in the presence of God's Word this morning. You know, maybe life got busy, maybe you felt a little guilty, or maybe a little shame creeping into the sanctuary this morning and thinking to yourself, whoo, I'm just a twice-a-year Christian. But let me encourage you this morning, if that's you, don't listen to those lies. Easter Sunday, dear friends, is a perfect time to walk right back into the church doors. Whether it's been a month, whether it's been a year, whether it's been a decade, it doesn't matter. The risen Savior is waiting for you with those open arms that are now not pinned to a cross. And he comes to you and grasps you, not in judgment, but in love. Let this Sunday be the start, maybe, of something new. It may change your life forever. Easter means that there is no tomb that God cannot free us from. There's no stone that God cannot roll away, regardless of how you got there. God doesn't want you to stay there. He doesn't want us to stay there. He wants to free us from whatever is keeping us from this new life in Jesus Christ, grasping this miracle of Easter and everything that it offers us. Don't be afraid. Trust in God. Believe in God's Son. Rejoice in God's love for you. And don't worry about who will roll away the stone for you, whatever that stone may be. Because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.